Case number 10741, Shell Brothers, north of Road 302, south of Samuel Adams Drive, being lot 119, within Independence Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Need your name and place of residence for the record.
Mark Fitzgerald, Lewis Delaware.
Mailing address?
35986 Tarpon Drive.
All right, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Need you to start those at the opposite end,
okay.
If you would.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman and Board. We're here before you tonight to request a variance on a house that's currently under construction. As it was noted, it's in the community of Independence, one of the communities we built in. Approximately in October this year, we began construction on the house and was notified about a month later that our civil engineer who does our plot plans and stakeout had overlooked an option that bumps out the side of the house. We have the option is noted as a luxury owner's bath, and based on the original site plan that was presented to us in the stakeout when we went to start the house fit nicely within the lot restriction lines. Actually, even with the extension that was added onto it or was overlooked, it would have fit on the lot line, but because they had centered it up without that option, we've now gotten a situation where we're 9/10 over the side setback with that bump out only. Not the entire house, but there's a little over 10-foot section of that bump out that goes over the building restriction line, like I said, 9/10 of a foot or just under 11 inches.
Mm-hmm.
We were notified of it, immediately applied for the variance. Basically shut down. At that point, the house was framed up, was starting with rough trades. We stopped, basically weathered in the house and stopped construction. And the house has been sitting for the past month or month and a half waiting for the variance hearing. What we're presenting is obviously we're dealing with not an upfront case where we're applying for a variance, but we're actually in construction. When we look at it, the community has 10-foot side yard setbacks. At the end of the day, with that extension, we're still a little over 20 feet in between house to house, which would be a norm out there with the 10-foot side setbacks. Both the existing house to the right and the current house under construction, which was a sold home, both customers have been notified. We kind of offered a landscaping, even though they're still 20 feet in between them both, we've offered a landscaping solution, which both customers have been satisfied with that. So there's no real objections from either customer. Our civil engineer that had originally made the mistake, there's an attached letter on page 4 stating that they had overlooked that option. You know, we deal with a number of options. Page 5 shows the original site plan that had the house without that option fitting centered on the lot. Page 6 shows us where we stand today with the existing house completed with 11.2 feet to the property line on their side, and it shows the bump out section where we're at 9.1 today, falling short of that 10-foot side yard setback. And then I've got a marketing floor plan that shows the base house without the extension, and then highlighted on the page 8 is the actual owner's luxury extension that bumps out that section that was overlooked, which caused this situation. And then the last page shows a picture of how it stands today. The only thing I would add is I've been with the company for about 3 years now. We probably did about 125 starts this year. And for my 3 years, we've never been in front of this board. And I know hopefully this is the one and only for a while. We don't like to make a practice of this. There's definitely a breakdown of a couple of different things, but we're in a situation now where we're asking for variance.
Well, you addressed the standard well for the granting of the variance. And you have stopped until you, at least until you get this variance.
Yes.
Even the other guy. Shake that. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
On your original site plan and stakeout drawing, you're showing a optional recessed fireplace. Has that been built?
The fireplace is built. It's a this is a slab on grade house.
Okay.
And it's a basically a gas fireplace. And everything I've been told up to date, and you may correct me on this one, is that when these are cantilevered or not, I guess all the engineers have told me when you can walk in it, live in it, sit in it, it counts. If it's a gas fireplace, cantilevering out in the space, it doesn't count as a building restriction line, and maybe that's...
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yes.
It's only 10 feet on the side anyway.
Yeah, it's
okay.
15.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Just, and also, Mr. Chairman, just so you know, there is an ordinance that actually is probably going to be introduced next year sometime that will give the zoning director the ability to grant variances of up to a foot without having them come before the Board of Adjustments. So
This
is one that probably, when you get down to these minor variances, you probably won't be seeing them too much longer.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
I have one question.
Sure.
So is the house finished inside?
No. Stopped at Canada's.
Pardon me?
Stopped at Rough Mechanicals. It hasn't received. It hasn't gone to drywall.
Okay.
It was
thank
stopped.
You.
Shut down.
Any further questions?
No.
Mr. Mills, any further?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10741, as I believe it, in my opinion, was an honest mistake. It's necessary to make reasonable use of the existing property without a great deal of financial expense. And I don't think it alters such a character in the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Wortman that we approve case number 10741. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.